Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Karen.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's just lovely to be back. It's been 3 years since we were last in the UK, and we've managed to escape from Fortress Australia, where we had quite a few severe lockdowns, and at times we were restricted in how far we could travel from home, and couldn't go to work, and yes, but we're very grateful that the work of the Lord continued, and HFA's work continued, and in some regions where we work, the chaos of the pandemic actually helped us get more Bible portions into closed countries than we thought was imaginable. So that was great. And in this past 3 years, Carol and I, we've kept pretty well. I think some heard that I had a severe form of skin cancer 4 years ago, and I'm happy to say I'm still in remission, and my oncologist is very happy. And he says, you can't guarantee these things, but consider yourself cured, which was very nice words to hear. So I've got one more year on his books, and then, we're very grateful that God caught it early and enabled it to be seen and dealt with. So we give thanks for that. So let's begin our time together by singing our first hymn. Is number 708, To God Be the Glory. Amen. So what do you do when someone asks you to do something that appears to be illogical? I guess it all depends on who the person is and what kind of relationship you have with them, whether or not you are willing to consider what they say or just dismiss it out of hand. When I got married, I had to learn a lot about women's logic. It's very different to male logic, but over the past 20 years, I have learnt not to dismiss Carol's ideas. Her methods may appear to me to be irregular as a male, but judging by past experience, her plans have often worked out far better than mine. So when Carol makes a suggestion, I listen, because experience has taught me this is a wise thing to do. Now, many of us have heard of wacky cures for COVID being suggested by government leaders all over the world. And one such suggestion was that bleach could somehow be used to cleanse the lungs of COVID-19. Now, I'm very unlikely to listen to this advice owing to the source of the information. What a medical expert has to say on a medical matter carries far more weight than a politician making a statement on medical things. The other week, during a sermon, our minister recounted a story from the life of Hudson Taylor, who pioneered missionary work in China. And here is how the story goes. Hudson Taylor was a man of great faith in God, as well as a great missionary. When he first went to China, it was in a sailing vessel. Very close to the shore of a cannibal island, the ship was becalmed, and it was slowly drifting shorewards, unable to go about, and the inhabitants of the island were eagerly anticipating a feast. The captain came to Mr. Taylor and besought him to pray for the help of God. "I will," said Hudson, "provided you set your sail to catch the breeze." The captain declined, as he did not want to make himself a laughingstock by unfurling sails in a dead calm. Taylor said, "I will not undertake to pray for the vessel unless you are prepared to set the sails." With that, the sails were raised. The missionary retired to the stateroom to pray. And while engaging in prayer there, he heard a knock on the door. Hudson said, "Who's there?" The captain's voice responded, "Are you still praying for wind?"
"Yes,"
Hudson replied. "Well," said the captain, "you'd better stop praying, for we have more winds than we know what we can manage." When we pray, we have to have faith that prayers will be answered. Hudson told the captain, I will pray if you raise the sails. If you don't raise the sails, well, there's not much point in praying. Prayer and action in expectation of an answer is the key to a good outcome. So what do you do when God asks you to do illogical things? Do you argue, refuse, or reluctantly obey? There are plenty of examples in the Bible. Continuing the nautical theme, Peter had been fishing all night. And then this carpenter chap, with no fishing experience, says, Why don't you go out one more time, but this time throw your net over the other side of the boat? You could imagine Peter's response, rolling his eyes, but Peter had the sense to trust Jesus. And he says, Well, because it's you who's telling me to do it, this completely illogical thing, wasting my time, nevertheless, I will lower my nets once more because you told me to do it. And the result is spectacular. So many fish in the net that the net begins to tear and the boat begins to sink. Let's go back to the Old Testament. How about Moses when he and the Israelites are trapped between a powerful army and a very wet place, the sea? God tells Moses in Genesis 14, just wave a stick over a raging sea and the waves will part and you will be able to cross over on dry land. Yeah, sure. And then, on another occasion, Jesus invites 5,000 people to dinner. How would you react to that situation? And tells the disciples to feed them, when all they have is the contents of a young lad's lunch bag. And Jesus says, Well, just get the crowd to sit in groups of 50, and I will make sure they all get enough to eat. Here again, the disciples had enough sense to listen to Jesus, even though they knew it would cost more than a year's wages to feed that large amount of people. And much to their surprise, Jesus delivers the food on time, and everybody got fed. And I could go on. There's Noah and the ark, Mary and a virgin giving birth to God's son. So what do we do when God asks you to do that which appears to the human mind to be impossible? We need to remember this. As it says in 1 Corinthians 1:25, For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the wisdom and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. So the wise but difficult course is to listen to what God has to say, and then take practical steps to prepare for what God is going to do. And that is often something extraordinary. This has been the story of HFA. God told our founder, Hans, to start an organization which will get God's word using technology to unreached and isolated people. He started with an office and two second-hand computers. And Hans, like Mary, asked the question, How can this be? Surely the world does not need another missionary organization. However, God would not let this idea rest. And once Hans was sure that it was God speaking and not self, HFA was born. And it's amazing how God has made the impossible happen. Weather balloons have been used to get God's word into a closed country in Southeast Asia. Audio and physical Bibles have been transported into the Himalayas. Audio Bibles have been given to formerly unreached people groups in the Amazon. Our latest technical adventure has been to develop a radio-controlled boat to transport Bibles to the Horn of Africa. Many of the HFA team are from an aeronautical background. We are used to working on aircraft that have been carefully designed by large companies with substantial research and development budgets. Well, hope from above isn't in that league. From a human point of view, there are so many things that could go wrong with this project that it seems foolish even to try, like Noah building an ark. Yet God has not allowed this idea to go away, and after 5 years of research, we have developed a craft which we believe is capable of making the journey from Australia to Africa. With God in the equation, all things are possible. Paul, when in prison, was able to say, "Although I'm in chains, God's word is not chained." The world may be stuck in quarantine due to the pandemic, but God's word cannot be quarantined. Hunts often said, "Governments can build walls, but they can't put a roof over a whole country. Nations and religious leaders may try to keep their people from accessing God's word." But God spoke these words in Isaiah 55, verse 11. "So is my word that goes out of my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it." Hope from Above is using technology to get his word to all nations. Will you join us in praying that God will help this gospel to be preached to the nations, so preparing the way for his return? So with those thoughts, let's sing our next song, In Christ Alone, number 1,000 and...